predictable, by far the most innovative, and unquestionably the fastest world heavyweight champion in the history of boxing. He is the magnificent Muhammad Ali.
I was just sitting down, thinking back when I was a little boy in Louisville, Kentucky, fighting my first amateur fight, Ronnie O'Keefe. I won on a split decision in the third round, and I was paid $4 for the fight. And I was on local television in Louisville, Kentucky. The show was called Tomorrow's Champions. My goal then was to buy me a nice, beautiful car, buy my mother home, and Saturday night fights were popular at that time. And I figured if I could get on Saturday night television, we make $4,000. Boy, $4,000.
Cargo Stadium was sold out that night. We had about 19,000 people that night, 18 or 19,000 people. And this was the finals for the United States Golden Glove Championship. Jimmy Jones is a tall fellow, about an inch and a half taller than me. And he had a lot of straight, fast left jabs. He was about 22 years old. I was 17 years old. And my speed beat him. I did a lot of footwork, a lot of dancing, a lot of moving in and out. He finally got tired. And in the third round, I beat him. But the first two were close. I won, but the third round, I really beat him. And that won me the fight. In the Olympic trials, I fought Alan Hudson. That was the biggest fight I had here in the United States. That was for the United States Olympic Championship. And the winners later went on to Rome. And naturally, I was the winner. I went on to Rome and won the World Amateur Championship. But this fight, particular fight with Alan Hudson, was for the United States Light Heavyweight Golden Glove Championship. And I knocked him out in the third round. He was a bad, fast left hooker. He was knocking out everybody with left hooks.
Well, I see what you mean.
He was about 23 years old. I was 18. But my left jabs were too fast for him. My in and out footwork was too fast for him. And he just couldn't match my speed.
Hudson looks as though he's out on his feet.
I just got in from Rome, and I've been flying all day for the last 2 days, so I'm pretty tired and still a little nervous.
Cassius, it comes to mind that most fighters, of course, reach their peak about 25 to 28 years old. You're only 18. Have you given any thought to a collegiate career and then turning pro after that? I'm quite sure with the Olympic title in back of you, you would have no difficulty in getting a scholarship to a good college.
Well, I was thinking about it. Right now, it all depends on when I want to turn professional. If I turn next year, I would be a full-fledged heavyweight for next year. But like if I turned into weight soon, I would have to fight heavyweight because I would have to spot too much weight if I'm not.
Cassius, of your four fights, which one gave you the most trouble?
Well, the last fight, the boy from Poland, he was...
Petrakowski, I believe.
Yes,
that's close.
He was real determined, and it's hard to beat a guy when you reach the final bout because it's hard to beat a guy when he has his mind made up that he wants to win. So he was the roughest boy, but for the first two rounds, I had a little trouble getting started.
Mm-hmm. Did the left hand bother you? He's a left-hander.
He was a left-hander. I was beat last year by a southpaw. The name of him was Johnson, but I've been training since then, and I've caught on to him, but... fast pace, but the first two rounds I tired him out. The third round, he was mine.
And, you met the champion, Floyd Patterson, I understand.
Floyd came by to see me. We had a little talk, but it was a friendly talk, but if possible, I would like to fight him one of these days. So he didn't look at me right, so I didn't look at him right. We were friendly.
An 18-year-old amateur boxing champion with a charming smile took a physical examination for his first professional fight. That evening, Tunney Hunsaker was to go into the record book as the first professional opponent of the slick boxing Cassius Clay. Weighing only 182 pounds, light for a heavyweight, all Louisville boxing fans turned out to see their young Olympic gold medal winner. He did not disappoint anyone. Supremely confident, young Clay boxed smartly, easily winning his professional debut with a flashy, unanimous decision. the first professional victory of the confident young Cassius Clay. One of the most unique confrontations took place a few months later, but no one realized it. Ingemar Johansson, in black trunks, training to fight Floyd Patterson, went three rounds with speedy young Cassius. The upstart youngster, not knowing his proper place, boxed his way around the ring as if it were he using Ingo for a sparring partner.
$100,000 cash to meet me in a nationally televised fight, and
he turned it down.
Yes, he said that the fight wouldn't draw free ticket holders and that I didn't have the ability to step in the same ring with him. So I said, well, if I didn't have the ability to fight him and he knew he was going to win and the fight wouldn't draw free ticket holders, well, why don't he come on over here, knock me out, and pick up that $100,000? So that's the part I don't understand.
Well, Cassius, you've got a big one coming up with Mitev. What's your plan of attack?
Well, Mitev is a good fighter. He's a strong fighter. And he has beaten a lot of good fighters. As a matter of fact, the last guy I beat by the name of Alonzo Johnson, Alec Mitev, beat him twice. And it won't be an easy fight, but my plan of attack on a fighter like Alec Mitev would be two fast left jabs, a rapid right cross, and a left hook. And if he's still standing and the referee is not holding him up, then I'm going to run.
Cassius, the first time I talked to you, you rated yourself fifth with the heavyweights. Then